melting the ice of indifference. But Mrs. White had far greater concerns than just protecting herself from colds. She was laboring hard to melt the ice of indifference that had chilled the Christiania Church, both workers and laity. Her thoughts were expressed in writing. God calls upon the workers in this mission to reach a higher, holier standard. Christiania is an important point in our mission fields. It is the great center of the work for the Scandinavian people. From this place the publications are sent out, and the laborers go forth to proclaim the commandments of God, and it is of the greatest importance that a right influence be exerted by this church, both by precept and example. The standard must not be placed so low that those who accept the truth shall transgress God's commandments while professing to obey them. If this people will conform their lives to the Bible standard, they will be indeed a light in the world, a city set upon a hill. Every evening during her second full week in the city she spoke earnestly to the people, and testimony meetings followed. Some held back as if in doubt and questioning, her diary indicates, but others testified that they were unhappy and troubled and wished to return to the truth. In the early mornings the servant of the Lord would awaken at 3, too burdened to sleep longer. Summarizing the experience later, she wrote, "During our meetings, the dear Savior came very near to us again and again. A good work was begun. We called them forward for prayers several times, and though this was a new experience to them, there was a quick and hearty response. Earnest, heartfelt confessions were made. Several had become discouraged and backslidden because of the accusing spirit manifested, and the lack of love for God and for one another. These humbly confessed their own wrong and allowing their faith in God and in the truth to become weakened. Some had yielded the Sabbath through fear that they could not support their families. Others acknowledged that they had indulged a critical, fault-finding spirit. Many said that they had never realized as now the importance of the truth and the influence that it must have upon their life and character. Not a few testified with gratitude that they had received God's blessing as never before."
Meanwhile, W. C. White, Madison, and Owen were spending their days laying plans for the publishing house.
On Tuesday, November 10, a letter came from the Review and Herald Publishing Company in Battle Creek refusing some requests that had been made in behalf of the Christiania Publishing House. For 3 weeks W.C. White had been convinced that he should go to the general conference session that was about to begin in Battle Creek. He was now familiar, to a degree, with the problems of Europe and could speak out in committee meetings and on the conference floor. At first, as he presented this proposal, Mrs. White opposed his going, but she wrote the next day that careful, calm consideration of the subject had changed her mind. "I thought he could serve the cause of God and especially his work in these mission fields better by going to America, so that from his own lips the conference could hear of the necessities of the case for laborers and for money, rather than to read the same arguments in letter form. I now think it is right that W.C. White should go, although I shall miss him very much and his counsel and advice seem to be almost a necessity at this time here." So it was on Friday, November 13, that W.C. White left Christiania. He knew there was no way to reach Battle Creek by the opening session of the conference, 5 days hence. But even though he knew he would arrive a week late, the needs of the cause in Europe compelled him to make the attempt. Sabbath was another important day in Christiania, the last she would have with the church. "The hall was filled," she wrote, "and we hope that deep impressions were made." Ibid. At 5:45 Monday morning the White party arrived at the station to begin the return journey to Basel.
The Hansens, E. G. Olsen and his wife, the Oyens, and several others were there to see them off.
"Shall we meet again in this life?" Ellen White wondered as the train pulled slowly away, "or shall we meet no more until the judgment? It is a solemn thing to die, and a far more solemn thing to live." Ibid.